I'm here today with Clem Aston, the house captain of Bewley Blair, and Harriet Dryden, the house captain of Holmes Kilbride. Clem, you've been here since year two.
Yes.
And Harriet, you know, you've been here since year four. So both of you have had significant experience in a lot of activities here. You're heavily involved at St. Catharines in our co-curricular programs. But today I wanted to talk more about your involvement in your houses. And I guess, Harriet, I might ask you first, some reflections of your involvement in our house programs from year 7 to 12.
So I feel like even since year four, I know that wasn't part of the question, but since year four, yeah. Even like all the way up to year 12, I've felt that at this school, there's been a massive emphasis on being like, not so much patriotic, but like devoted to your house and loyal to your house. And connected. While it's not like, yeah, while it's not a like volatile competitive thing where you have to like beat all the other girls, it's like a really good way to just have your own little group that can, like you can always fall back on if, you know, you need something. Like, through like my house involvement, I became really close with like Sarah Stephen and Isabel Goff, the captains of last year, and even the captains for next year, Charlotte Goff and Millie Fraser Smith. Like, we've all gotten a really strong bond just knowing that we can rely on each other in all house events. But even in school, like, I would text those two being like, how did you deal with this and this at the same time, like academics and organizing house meetings and things like that. And I feel like that's been really, like,
shared
just the school
journey,
and stuff.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, and
that's
your ability to be able to connect with others in different year levels. And I guess our school is quite unique in that way. Mm. It's not huge school,
no,
but
it's
the perfect
small,
size.
You can know everyone in your, everyone
you
in
know
your
everyone
house by name.
In house, yeah. What about you, Clem? Thinking about your journey here at St. Catharines since year four, how has Bewley Blair had an impact on you?
Well, like, I know... Yeah, kind of with what Harriet said, like, I remember even house aerobics, right, year six. That was, like, a really big event. And it's really interesting, once you hit, like, I know the year six and the year 12 are, like, the leadership years of, like, where your year level becomes, like, that, like, leader, obviously. It's just really cool how, like, everyone kind of steps up to the role and just kind of, you know, like, emphasises, like, the collaboration stuff that happens within the house. I think that's something really special to see, especially with even like the house arts.
Mm.
I know we were year 11s at the time that occurred, and you really see a shift in everyone.
It's surprising.
Becoming leaders. Yeah, it's
you don't expect it, and all of a sudden you're seeing girls that you never thought could lead stepping up and taking on responsibilities that you ask them to and stuff.
Yeah, and it's like, it's really lovely to see. And also, like, I love how this might sound a bit bizarre, but I know, for example, like, you know, in Harry Potter, how people get sorted into, like, their house, right? I feel like the houses just kind of have this, like a personality to them, and everyone just kind of has the same mindset going into things and, like, house events, right? So I just really, like, yeah, everyone just kind of gets it, and I really love how you always have that same kind of community. You have your BB form room or your HK form room, and you just have like
they're very different in personality.
It's bizarre.
Langley are the chillers, Bewley are like the like let's go, like get it. Davis have always kind of thought they had it in the bag, just like in life. They were just like, oh, a bit cool. And then Holmes have always been like effectively Hufflepuff of the school.
That's a really nice reflection.
No, yeah, but I've always just, like, I was saying that to my, like, one of my friends the other day. It's just really weird how we're all completely different girls that have just happened to end up in the same house, and everyone just kind of adopts this really cool, like, I don't know, mindset to all the house events, and it's really lovely, and I just love that whole, always, like, a massive fallback on, like, the community, like, every morning in form, just sitting with those girls, and it's just so fun.
And everyone
getting
is,
to know them all.
Like, genuinely loyal to it as well. Like, you can't go up to someone and be like, oh, like, your house sucks, without them being like, what, you can't talk about my house that way, you don't know them, you haven't been to my form.
I guess what you're reflecting on is an interconnectedness between,
sure.
You know, girls from year 7 all the way through to year 12.
Mm.
And that interconnectedness doesn't just happen at house events. It happens throughout every interaction that you have.
Every morning.
At lunchtimes, at recesses, through different activities.
Even I remember I went out to a restaurant and I just saw a Bewley girl there. And you're like, oh, I know you. And even, like, yeah, just kind of seeing them around, like, the streets. It's really nice because you just kind of have that sense of, like...
You have a connection.
Yeah, just have a connection. It's really, really nice.
You've both mentioned House Arts as being a really significant event, and we know that the House Arts is one of the biggest events on our school calendar, and one that, you know, in 5 days the outcome is the most amazing production, but I guess the production's fantastic, but the interconnectedness and the leadership opportunities and the cohesion and collaboration between your whole house is quite significant. Harriet, do you want to talk about your experience last year in leading the House Arts?
Yeah, so I feel like particularly in year 7 and year 11, you really get thrown into the deep end with House Arts because it's the first like House Arts you do as a year 7. You have no idea what's going on. Everyone's always asking, like, what is this? And in year 11, you got to lead it. So you're like, oh my God, like, what is this? But I feel like it's the only house event. It's really unique in that, like, House Arts, House Debating, House Cross Country, they're all a little bit skill-based, skill participation, right? But in House Arts, you really get to, like, develop it yourself. You get to grow. You see it from, as a year 11, you see it from the very early stages of the prompt. You get, like, the photo or the toy you have to make a play about. And
yeah, and that's, like, so great. It's, like, House Arts has the ability to, like, showcase multiple skills instead of just, like, a one-house event of athletics.
And it gives girls, like girls you'd never see... that, you know, wouldn't necessarily make a name for themselves in other events, like, they get to really shine. And girls, again, who might be, like, sporty, you're like, oh, I didn't know you could sing, or I didn't know you could act. And that's super exciting. And I think I had a lot of fun leading. Like, you've just got to get as much passion as you can into it, and it's so much fun. The girls all get it behind it. The teachers love it.
Yeah, the teachers love it. And you know, and each person in each house has a different role to run within the house, the House Arts.
Yeah, it's a really good gateway for the captains as well.
Oh, for sure.
Into leading, because you learn, like, the basis of delegation, and you learn collaboration, and you learn when to make compromises and how to listen to others in your year level and respect everyone in the house. You know, if a year 10 has something to say, don't disregard them because they're younger than you. That it might be really important. But also, it gives, going to year 12, I feel like it's kind of important, it gives you an understanding for the teacher's point of view, because it's really hard to leave the house.
It is.
Like, girls that don't want to sing aren't going to sing. It doesn't matter how many chocolates you throw at them.
What about you, Clem?
Yeah, kind of going with what Harriet said, like, you just see all these girls that you wouldn't have imagined. And a lot of the time they find their passion in House Arts because there's so many areas. There's, like, dancing, there's singing, there's art. They kind of just morph into the area that they love to be in, which is, like, really great. And then that you can really see their passion and their ability to, like, shine. And a lot of the times, like, most of the house events, like, in reality, are based around sport. So it's really good to have these different events that are not necessarily sport-based, so people can really express themselves. And it's so good to see it. And you just find these girls, like, for example, we had a year 11 who turns out is a gun at the piano. And she just sat there, like, doing all the piano. And, you know, you just find, like, all everyone's little passions. And it's a really good way as well for us as, like, house captains to get to know the house initially, because you can just find, you know, get exactly their passions and... Yeah, it's just a good gateway, as Harry was saying.
Even the time of year, though, it just caps the year off nicely. Yeah. It's warm and you get to wear your house uniform.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
I know.
It's really fascinating when we talked, you know, in talking about exchanges with girls, and they say, well, would we miss House Arts?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, that's it's a really significant
And the leavers coming back from school is like, they're like, everyone's got to be at, like, you get back from school, you go to the House Arts.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to, like, miss it.
No.
It's exciting.
So my final question for you is around how has, you know, your experience at St. Catharines shaped the person that you are? Clem, I might ask you first.
Yeah, so I have, like, reflected on this a lot recently, just, like, with multiple applications and stuff like that. And
university applications,
yes,
and college applications.
Yeah. So, it's massive, like, community. I've realized how lucky we are at St. Cat's, like, community, and everyone says it, and there's a reason it always comes up, is because it's so special, like, at St. Cat's, just being able to almost, like, know every face, every girl's, like, name. It's just so nice to have that space, like, more so in a house kind of environment. But definitely something that, and I kind of learned this initially in house art, something that it's taught me leading like a house is just kind of respecting that everyone, while all of the year 12s are leaders, some want to do more than others, some don't want to, and just kind of figuring out how to pinpoint, like how to work with everyone's needs and just to make the best thing possible. Like in house arts, a lot of the time you had to work in all these different areas and you had to figure out how all of them would come together to make the best possible result. And that's something that's really hard to learn how to do initially. But yeah, I loved it, just trying to figure out, you know, which girls go where and all of that stuff. So
that's really assisted you in learning skills about yourself, as well as learning how to manage other people. And I'm sure, Clem, that will assist you in the future.
Yeah,
not only at university, but in your work life.
Yeah, that's exactly what career. I was thinking. Like even in year 12, just like triaging my work, figuring out what needs to go where at what times, you know, all that stuff. And my role in house arts was like the dramaturge, which meant it was kind of like, the universal, like, organizer, making sure due dates are in at this time.
You're like the umbrella that fitted over everything else.
Yeah, so that, for me, like, not only as a house captain, but that role, for me, just really kind of threw me in straight away, trying to organize and manage everyone. And it gave me, as you were saying, really important life skills, I think.
Yeah, great. What about you, Harriet? How has your experience here since year four at St. Catharines shaped the person that you are today?
Well, like, I second everything Clem said, pretty much. But, like, as well as that, taking a bit of a different look at it, like, I, coming into year four, because my mum was house captain of homes when she was at school, so I really wanted to be house captain. I was like, this is my calling, you know, it's in my blood. I've got to be a house captain. I love homes. And so I, like, came in knowing that I had, like, that, I don't know how to say patriotism, but it's patriotism pretty much. House
spirit.
House patriotism.
Spirit.
I came in, like, knowing that, like, it felt right to, like, be really involved in the house and have, like, that, the drive to help the house win and do things well, which didn't work very well in year four, but that's fine. And I, like, it showed me, like, what passion was. Because, like, for a long time, like, you don't know. Like, you spend a lot of your senior school life being, like, who am I? What's my purpose? You know, what am I going to be when I'm older? What am I going to be interested in? Like, where am I going to go after school? All these things. And that happens in year six as well. You're like, who am I going to be in senior school? What's my passion going to be? Am I going to be in music? Am I going to be in sport? And, like, house, being in homes, like, taught me that at the very start. I was like, oh, like, I know that what I care about is, like, I know I don't really love public speaking, so maybe school captain's not the best idea for me. But I love leading and I love doing everything that I can to help the girls that I, like, am close with to do well.
Yeah.
And all the stuff and helping girls come up. And I also know that I love talking to girls that are younger than me. Call me immature, I'm not sure. But I just, like, that kind of taught me a lot about myself that I didn't know that I'd learned until I reflected on it this year.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter really what you're doing. Like, everything you're doing, it teaches you so much about yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be doing a BuzzFeed quiz and all of a sudden you know that that's what you want, you know? That's what type of breakfast you want in the morning, you know? Like, teaches you the most random things.
Yeah.
Everything teaches you something.
Yeah.
About yourself.
Yeah, it's really interesting, you know, house spirit is a really significant thing. And, you know, that's absolutely what I see in you, Harriet, is spirit. And, you know, you reflect on the different types of leadership from a school captain to a house captain. And, you know, as a house captain, that's that ability to connect with your whole house and take them
really
on the journey. And,
really motivational. Like, I listen to the school captains talking and that's obviously a massive role for them. Like, being, you know, being the face of St. Catharines, being, you know, what the girls want to look up to and what they want to be, studying and all these things. And then that's obviously, year 12 would do that anyway. But I find that house captains really have, like, a big job cut out for them in that they have to motivate girls from year 7 to year 12 who don't necessarily always want to be at the house events, who don't love cross country, don't love swimming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the girls that always missed PE when swimming was on. And you've got to try and find a way for them to feel passionate about coming down and supporting the girls even if they don't get in the pool.
Yeah.
And I find that was a really tough job, but it was really, like, developmental.
Yeah, but like, something I even found, like, just reminded me when you said house swimming. And that was our first house event of the year, I think, before House Arts. Yeah. So I was just so amazed, not even at, like, the, not talking about the leadership, but at the actual girls. So girls would come up to me and say, I am not racing today, like, you know, I'm sick or this or that. I don't want to race today, but I've brought my friend and she's going to race to me instead. So they came to me, I know, they came to me with a solution. And I was just saying at our final house meeting the other day, you guys made our job so easy for us because you kind of understood that we're all in this together. So you presented a solution to all of us, like us house captains, and it made our job so much easier. And it just creates, like, a really good mutual respect between the year levels. It was really nice. So
that's, like, a massive thing I think you come to learn being in the house from year 7 onwards. Like, you learn that it's not just the role of the captains, it's everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's responsible for doing what they can to help come, if that's, like, doing a random shot put event or something.
Look, you guys, it's been so nice to spend a little bit of time with you and hearing your reflections, and I know that others will really enjoy listening to your reflections of our house program, and I know that we all look forward to seeing where you both go in the future and seeing what paths you take, and I wish you all the best, and I really hope you stay in touch with us because you've been two such significant contributors to our house program, but also to our school. So thank you.
Thanks for school.